2009 is not a big election year in the United States, but the governor's races in New Jersey and Virginia on November 3rd offer opposition Republicans an opportunity to weaken Mr. Obama and his fellow Democrats in advance of next year's midterm congressional elections. The president made a recent campaign swing to New Jersey, where the state's incumbent Democratic governor, John Corzine, is locked in a tight race with Republican candidate Chris Christie and independent contender Chris Daggett.
Your voice can change the world. Your voice can elect John Corzine governor once again of New Jersey. I need you. John needs you.
After losing control of Congress in 2006 and the White House last year, Republicans are looking to rebound in this year's governor's races. And they seem to have the advantage in Virginia, where Republican Bob McDonnell leads Democrat Cree Deeds in public opinion polls. Political analysts say Republican victories in both Virginia and New Jersey would encourage party activists and energize Obama opponents, setting up a major battle for control of Congress in next year's midterm elections. John Fortier is a political scholar with the American Enterprise Institute.
Republicans were very down after the 2008 and 2006 elections, and really poll numbers aren't so good for them today as a party. But President Obama is starting to show that he's not quite as popular or doesn't walk on water in the way that many people thought at the beginning of the term, and his popularity has come down.
Democratic-leaning analysts take issue with that notion. Simon Rosenberg is president and founder of the New Democrat Network, a center-left political organization based in Washington.
I think the Republicans, if they end up winning both, and I don't know that they will, I'm sure they'll crow that there's a whole new day dawning and there's been a rejection of Obamaism and all that. They have to be a little bit careful to overstate that.
Both political parties also see the continuing congressional debate on health care reform as a key factor in next year's midterm elections. Political analyst Stuart Rothenberg says Republicans have had some success during the health care debate in tapping into public concerns about too much government involvement in health care.
Certainly, they're trying to resurrect themselves as a party, and I think taking on the president and trying to reestablish themselves on taxes and spending is one way.
President Obama has made health care reform his top domestic priority, and Rothenberg says it's now become essential for Democrats to get something through Congress before next year's midterm elections.
I think what's important for the Democrats is where are they as they go into the midterm elections in 2010. If there's nothing passed, I think it would be a terrible problem both for the president and for Democrats.
In addition to the two governor's races, there will be special elections for U.S. House seats in New York and California and mayoral elections in several major U.S. cities, including New York, Boston, Houston, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Seattle, and Minneapolis. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.